Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
People love to hate black flies. They feed on the blood of animals, including people, and many states have programs to eradicate them. But one group in Maine believes if you can't beat them, join them. Laurie Sanders has our story.
If you really want to know what Maine is like, Marilyn Dowling says you've got to experience it in black fly season.
The East Machias River is one of the best black fly hatcheries around. It's clean water, it's flowing briskly, and we have the most incredible swarm here every year.
And she's right. Within moments, a cloud of black flies starts to gather around us. They're all females, each one seeking a blood meal to enrich her eggs that she'll soon be laying.
I notice you have a few bites today. You have two good ones right behind your ear. That's a status symbol, having the two bites behind your ear like that.
A status symbol, at least, according to Dowling. She's one of the key members of the Maine Black Fly Breeders Association, a group unlike any other in the country, and that now boasts more than 1,000 members. The group actually began as a complete joke 15 years ago. The founder began it by writing fake press releases and tongue-in-cheek ads for the local papers about the virtues of black flies. Dowling says it was a way to bring some humor into a season that most people, whether they're tourists or locals, just suffer through. And Dowling likes to play it up. Tacked on the side of her house is a sign that reads, Top Secret Research Facility.
This is the Bean Brook Black Fly Hatchery. There's a brook down through those trees. And sometimes you have to keep the location of the hatchery secret because there's some misunderstanding. Sometimes there's a little hostility towards the black fly.
Probably more than a little. But kidding aside, Dowling says black flies do have a role in the natural world. They're indicators of clean running water. They play a valuable part of the food chain. And male black flies are credited with some of the pollination of wild blueberries, which is significant here in Washington County. This part of Maine produces 85% of the world's wild blueberry crop. In her day-to-day life, Dowling is an artist. Stepping inside her house, she points out the black fly village she built, a collection of miniature, hand-painted wooden buildings.
Here we have the Blackfly Riverside Motel, clean running water, cable TV, continental breakfast, which is tourists. This is a condo unit. And here's the Blackfly Blood Bank and Trust with the fly-up teller.
Dowling has also designed T-shirts, bumper stickers, magnets, and coffee cups with slogans like Save the Blackfly and We Breed 'em, You Feed 'em, and Fatten, Don't Flatten. All of this is for sale, but not to raise money for the association. Holly Garner Jackson says, in the last decade, the group has donated more than $40,000 to a variety of charities.
We've given to the Quaddy Regional Land Trust. We've given to the Great Auk Land Trust.
The Black Fly Breeders Association has also made gifts to area libraries, animal shelters, food pantries, and many others.
We do where we can. We're trying to keep it local because Washington County is where we live and where we breed black flies and where they pollinate the blueberries. So we're giving back to the community that has supported us, and we laugh with them and they laugh with us.
And one reason they laugh is because of Bloody Mary. That's Merry. And right now she's resting up on Dowling's couch.
Yeah, it's hard to miss her. Kind of like the elephant in the living room, right? Only it's a black fly and she's 9 feet long. Takes up the whole couch. I built her in the living room one winter. Some people say, your winters are way too long.
Dowling built her 4 years ago out of local and recycled materials. And Mary is a work of art, a favorite at parades and conferences. And she's mechanized.
Bloody Mary, don't panic. We're just going to move you.
We clear away the furniture and shift her to her pedestal.
You should stand back or you're going to get hit by a wing.
Dowling plugs her in, and Mary starts flapping away.
There she goes. A lot of children really love her. They'll just run right up and give her a big hug. I think she's doing a lot for public relations between humans and black flies.
Bloody Mary will be making several appearances at festivals around Maine this summer. For Living on Earth, I'm Laurie Sanders, and may the swarm be with you.